increase the long. Increase the long. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you, Lord, for your grace, love and mercies toward us. Thank you for your compassion and kindness and goodness toward us. Thank you, Father. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for helping us in those times we need your help. Thank you for comforting us. Thank you for encouraging us in those moments we needed comfort and encouragement. Thank you, Father. We thank you for your interventions in our situations. Whenever we call upon you, you always answer us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for making impossible things possible in our lives. Thank you for executing judgment and justice on our enemies. Thank you, Father. Thank you for subduing Satan and demons and principalities and powers and all agents of Satan under our feet. Thank you, Father. Thank you for the authority you have given to us, such that we are able to get victory through faith and declaration in your name. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for the answers to prayers we have received. We thank you for those prayers we prayed some time ago, some years back, even last year, that you have already answered. We thank you for prayers that we prayed even in this year, in few months ago, that you have answered. And we thank you because without a doubt, you are going to answer all our prayers, including the ones we are going to pray tonight. Thank you, Father. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Lord, we are here because we trust in your faithfulness. And we know that you cannot lie. Your word cannot lie. Your power cannot fail. And because your dominion remains forever, that is why we are here. O Lord, show every one of us mercy. Meet us at the point of our needs, visit every one of us, strengthen us again, help us again, revive us again, bless us again, empower us again, touch us again. Let our joy be full. Let our expectations and desires be granted. And let your name alone be glorified in our lives. Thank you, Lord, for we know you are going to do beyond our expectations. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We're going to take some worship songs before we go into a prayer point. Our Father, our Father, who art in heaven. Amen. Hallowed be thy name. Our Father, who art in heaven. Amen. Hallowed be thy name. O our Father, our Father who art in heaven. Amen. Hallowed be thy name. Our Father, our Father who art in heaven. Amen. Hallowed be thy name. Great are you, Lord. Greatly to be praised. Greatly to be praised. Father, you reign. Great are you, Lord. Greatly to be praised. You are greatly to be praised. Father, you reign. Great are you, Lord. Greatly to be praised. Greatly to be praised. Father, you reign. Great are you, Lord. Greatly to be praised. Greatly to be praised. Father, you reign. Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. Great is your power. Great are you, Lord. Great is your might, great are you, Lord. King of glory, great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. You are so great and mighty, great are you, Lord. All power belongs to you, oh great are you, Lord. Jesus, great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. We praise you, oh Lord. We praise you, oh Lord. In our lives, we see what you're doing. We see what you're doing. And one more time, we'll lift our voice in praise of your name. We'll lift our voice in praise of your name. God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He walks in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my guide. Hold me closely to his side. With love and strength, with love and strength, for each new day, he will make a way. He will make a way. God will make a way. God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He walks in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for us. He will be our guide. Hold us closely to his side. With love and strength, with love and strength, for each new day, he will make a way. He will make a way. By roadway in the wilderness, he lead me. Rivers in the desert. Rivers in the desert will I see. Heaven and earth will fail, but his word will still remain. And he will do something new today. God will make a way. God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He walks in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for us. He will be our guide. Hold us closely to his side. With love and strength, love and strength, for each new day, He will make a way. He will make a way. Jesus is the answer forward today. Above him there is no other. Jesus is the way. Oh, Jesus is the answer forward, forward today. Above him there is no other. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the answer. Jesus is the answer forward today. Above him there is no other. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the way. Oh, Jesus is the answer forward today. Above him there is no other. Jesus is the way. There is none like him. There is none like you, Jesus. There is none like him. No one else. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I could find for all eternity long and found there is none like him. You are glorious, so glorious in your ways. You are glorious, so glorious in your ways. King of kings, you are glorious. You are glorious, so glorious in your ways. Yahweh, 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 you are glorious, so glorious in your ways. We will praise you from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. We will praise you from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. Lord, we will praise you from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. We will praise you from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. We will worship you from everlasting, Jesus, everlasting to everlasting. We will praise you from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. For this God, He is our God, forever and ever, forever and ever. He shall be our God, He shall be our God. From now, even till the end, for this God is our God. For this God, the King of Kings, He Hallelujah, Hosanna. Hallelujah, Hosanna. Oh, hallelujah, Hosanna. Hallelujah, Hosanna. Hallelujah, Hosanna. Hallelujah, Hosanna. Who is like unto thee, O Lord? Who is like unto thee, O Lord, among the gods, among the gods? Who is like thee? You are glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders. Hallelujah. Who is like unto thee, O Lord? O Lord, who is like unto thee? O Lord, among the gods, who is like thee? For you are glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, always doing wonders. Hallelujah. You are glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders. Hallelujah. The Lord reigns. Let the earth tremble. He reigned. Let the earth tremble. Our God reigned. Let the earth tremble. He reigned. Let the earth tremble. Jesus reigned. Let the earth tremble. He reigned. Let the earth tremble, our God reigneth, let the earth tremble. He reigneth, let the earth tremble. You are the Most High. You are the Most High God. You are the Most High. You are the Most High God, Jehovah. You are the Most High, Jehovah. You are the Most High God, Jehovah Nissi. You are the Most High, Alpha and Omega. You are the Most High God, El Shaddai. You are the Most High Elohim. You are the Most High God, Miracle Worker. You are the Most High Mountain Mover. You are the Most High God, Waymaker. You are the Most High Mighty Redeemer. You are the Most High God, Great Physician. You are the Most High Lord of Hosts. You are the Most High God, Emmanuel. You are the Most High Jehovah. You are the Most High God, oh Jehovah. You are the Most High Jehovah. You are the Most High God. Begin to worship and bless His name. Glorify Him. Adore Him. Magnify Him. Worship Jesus. Worship the Lamb of God that was slain. Worthy is the Lamb of God that was slain to receive power, to receive glory, to receive honor, to receive wisdom, to receive praises, to receive riches and wealth. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain. Praise Him. We worship You, Jesus. We worship You, Lord. We worship You, Father. We worship You, our helper, our healer, our help, our stronghold, our fortress, our strength. We praise You, Lord, our Redeemer, our Savior, our Restorer, our all in all. We worship You, Father. For you are so gracious, so merciful, so kind, so compassionate, so loving. We worship you, Father. For you exist before every other thing else. You created all things. All things were created by you and for you. We worship you, Father. For you are highly exalted, far above principalities and powers, far above kingdoms and kings and thrones. You are highly exalted, far above the heavens and the earth, far above the rulers of this world, far above spiritual wickedness in high places. For you are highly exalted, far above the wisdom of men, far above the ways of men. You are highly exalted, far above all. We praise you, Lord. No one can replace you. No one can defeat you. No one can control you. We worship you, Lord. No one can speak and it will happen if you have not authorized it from your throne. No one can make plans and it will work if you have not permitted it from your throne. We worship you, Father. It's a privilege to know you. It's a privilege to serve you. It's a privilege to be called after your name. It's a great privilege to worship you in spirit and in truth. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have given him worship and praises. Amen. Amen. I welcome you to the Lord's praises. You're going to take this prayer of thanksgiving. You're going to say, Father, thank you for fighting my battles, for subduing my enemies under my feet. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Say, thank you, Father, for fighting my battles. Thank you for subduing my enemies under my feet. Thank you for making me rule over my oppressors. Thank you for making me control the darkness that have been controlling me. Thank you, Lord, for making me succeed in the presence of my enemies. You have prepared a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thank you, Father. Thank you for making me prosper in the presence of my enemies. Thank you for making me enjoy, rejoice. Thank you for making me enjoy good health in the presence of my enemies. Thank you for making me enjoy progress in the presence of my enemies. Thank you, Father, for subduing my enemies under my feet. Thank you for making me stronger than my adversaries. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. You're still going to thank God. You're going to say, thank you, Father, for giving me an heart that loves you. Say, thank you, Lord, for creating me an heart that loves you, that wants to please you at all times, an heart that wants to do your will at all times. Thank you, Father. Begin to thank him. Begin to thank him. Say, thank you, Lord, for giving me such a heart that loves you. Thank you for giving me an heart that wants to love you, wants to please you, wants to serve you, wants to do your will, wants to obey you at all times. For I know that my Adamic nature does not want to do that. For I know that my flesh does not want to do that. My human nature does not want to do that. But thank you for giving me another nature that wants to serve you, that wants to please you, that wants to know you. Thank you for giving me another nature that loves you. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. You're going to thank the Lord again. You're going to say, thank you, Father, for putting your excellent spirit upon my life. Say, thank you, Father, for putting your excellent spirit upon my life, so that I can excel in everything I do, so that I can succeed above my competitors. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Begin to thank him. Say, Father, thank you for putting your excellent spirit upon me. Thank you for putting your excellent spirit upon my life, so that I can succeed in everything I do, so that I can be the best in everything I do, so that I can fulfill my calling and destiny. Thank you for giving me your excellent spirit, so that I can become who you want me to be. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. We are still going to continue with our scripture. You know, for some time now we have been praying with Isaiah 54. For those of you who have been joining the midnight prayer sessions, we have been praying with Isaiah 54. So we are going to continue from the same scripture. We are going to look at verse 5. Isaiah 54, verse 5. For your Creator will be your husband, the Lord of heaven's armies is his name. He is your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, the God of all the earth. Now, this is NLT, a version of the Bible. He is your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, the God of all the earth. For your Creator will be your husband. What does that mean? It means exactly as it is. As it says, your Creator will be your husband. Your Creator will be your husband. Yeah, it means God is going to be so close to his people. He's going to with his people, just as we saw in the scriptures that a man and a woman will be joined together and the two shall become one flesh. So the same way God, through Jesus, is joined together with his church, with you and I, to become one with us, to become one with you. That is a very wonderful privilege and grace that is very wonderful and very beautiful. For your Creator will be your husband. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, I want to enjoy a very close intimacy with you. I want to become one with you. Make it happen in my life. So, Lord Jesus, I want to enjoy a very close intimacy with you. I want to become one with you. Make it happen in my life. Open your mouth and pray like that. For your Creator will be your husband. Talk to God. Say, Father, I want to enjoy the closest intimacy with you. I want to become one with you, my spirit, soul, and body. I want to become one with you in my spirit, one with you in my soul, one with you in my body. Make this happen in my life practically, not theoretically, but practically. Make it happen in my life. Bring me closer to yourself. Bring me closer to your heart. Bring me closer to yourself, O Lord. As it is written, for your Creator will be your husband. Bring me closer to yourself. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Of all the things that Jesus came to do for mankind, through his death and resurrection, this one written in this passage is the greatest of them all. This one that says, for your Creator will be your husband. This one is the greatest of them all. This is the main reason why Jesus came into the world to die. It is to connect the creatures with the Creator. Is to bind the two together, the creature and the Creator, to bind them together. And we saw the sign when he gave up the ghost on the cross. The Bible tells us that the veil of the temple was torn into two from top to bottom. Because no one could access the most holy place except an high priest. And even that high priest can only go in once in a year. Yeah, so no one could enjoy close fellowship with God. Very close fellowship with God until Jesus died on the cross. The veil was torn. So my point is that until you begin to be very close to your Creator, you are wasting your time as a Christian. Until you begin to be very close to your Creator, you are not yet enjoying the purpose of Christianity. Yeah, because that is Christianity. Connecting the creatures with the Creator, reconciling men back to God. That is the gospel. You are going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, make knowing God my highest priority in life. Or you say, help me to make knowing God my highest priority in life. Help me to make knowing God my ambition in life, my desire in life, my passion in life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. So Holy Spirit, help me to make knowing God intimately my passion in life, knowing God very closely. Now you understand what knowing God means. It's not just head knowledge, it's about this bond, this oneness. You become one with your Creator. That is the kind of knowledge we have been called to seek. The kind of knowledge of God we have been called to seek, to become one with Him. So Holy Spirit, help me to make knowing God my highest priority in life. Help me to make knowing God very closely my passion in life, my ambition in life. Help me, Holy Spirit. Help me, Holy Spirit. Take away these distractions from our life. Take away distractions from our life. Help me to deliberately enter into a journey of knowing God. Help me to deliberately enter into the journey of knowing God closely. Help me to make every effort to know God intimately. Help me, Holy Spirit, to do everything it takes to know God intimately. Help me to sacrifice everything it takes, everything it will take to know God very closely. Help me, Holy Spirit. I don't want to pass through this world wasting my time, wasting my life. I don't want to pass through the church, pass through the hurt, live through this human body, and then die without having this closeness with God. Holy Spirit, help me to make knowing God my strongest desire and passion in life. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. For your Creator will be your husband. What does that mean? It means you will be found in Him, and He will be found in you. That's what it means. Because that is the bond between husband and wife. Yeah, they are inside each other. That is the mystery. When the Bible says the two of them shall become one flesh, the mystery is that they become one, in the sense that you will find themselves in themselves. Yeah. That is how God wants to relate with His children. And Jesus confirmed it in John chapter 15. He said, abide in me and I in you. Yeah. Your Creator will be your husband because He will be in you and you will be in Him. So that is such a very deep relationship. Now, tell me, do you think that kind of relationship is all about some kind of knowledge about God you have in your brain, in your head. Of course it's not. It's deeper than that. Yeah. So knowing God is not about head knowledge. It's not about storing scriptures in your head, memorizing scriptures in your head. Of course, it can start from there. But it's more than that. He has to be found in you. And you have to be found in Him. Such a deep bond between the Creator and the creature. Such a strong bond that cannot be broken. Such a strong covenant that cannot be destroyed. You are going to pray. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, I want to be found, or I want to be in you, and I want you to be in me in all the days of my life. I want to live in you. I want to be in you. And I want you to be in me in all the days of my life. Practically, Lord Jesus, make this happen in my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Lord Jesus, make this happen to me. Make this reality happen in my life. I know it is beyond head knowledge. I know it's a very practical thing. Make this reality happen in my life. That I will know that I am in you. And know that you are in me. Lord Jesus, make this a reality in my life. Make this bond a reality in my spirit. Make it a reality in my soul. Make it a reality in my body. That I be in you and you in me at all times. In every day of my life, I want to see it happen. Lord Jesus, make it happen. Far beyond mental knowledge, far beyond head knowledge, I want to walk in the reality of this bond with you. Lord Jesus, be in me and make me live in you. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We're still praying. It says, for your Creator will be your husband. What does it mean? It means that the communication between you and your Creator will be very deep. That's what it means. It means the communication between you and your Creator will be a very deep communication. So which means that you can hear from Him even without hearing a voice. Since both of you are inside each other, you are in Him and He's in you. Yeah, for instance, there's some communication that happens between husband and wife that might not be expressed in words. Yeah, the wife can just act in a way, and the husband already knows what she's thinking. The husband already knows what that expression means. I mean, the wife can just manifest an expression, maybe a facial expression. And the husband already know that this is what this expression means. This is what my wife is saying. And the wife did not talk at all. She did not even talk. Yeah, the same, vice versa. Yeah, so that is the kind of bond we have with the Creator as Christians. So which means that our communication with God should be very deep. Should be heart-to-heart communication. Yeah. Beyond words. Beyond His voice. Such that you can feel what God is feeling. You can literally feel what He's feeling. And such that He also can feel what you are feeling. Such that you can sense. You can discern what is in his mind, what is going on in his heart. And he also can discern what is going on in your heart. That is the kind of communication that should be happening between you as a Christian and your Creator. But how many of you really are having such communication system with God? How many of you? You are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, revive my spirit, soul, and body to begin to enjoy a deep communication with you. Say, Father, awaken my spirit, soul, and body to begin to enjoy a deep communication with you. Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Prayer is all about communication. Then why is it that it's only you that is talking to God? Why are you not getting any messages? Why are you not getting feedback messages from Him? Say, Father, revive my spirit, soul, and body to begin to enjoy a deep communication with you. To begin to enjoy heart-to-heart communication. Mind-to-mind communication. Revive me, Jesus. Revive me, Jesus. Awaken my spirit. Awaken my soul. Awaken my body. To begin to enjoy deep communication with you, Lord. Awaken my spirit, soul, and body to begin to feel what you feel, to begin to think the way you think, to begin to discern the thoughts in your heart, to begin to discern the intentions in your mind. Oh Lord, awaken my spirit, soul, and body to enjoy deep communication with you. Communication that is far beyond words, far beyond voice, far beyond hearing a voice, far beyond getting a dream, far beyond getting a vision. Communication that is very deep. Oh Lord, I want to enjoy such communication with you. Help me, Lord. Make it happen in my life. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Many times when I share revelations about my encounters with God and with God's angels, especially how I hear God very clearly, very vividly. So people will come to me and say, man of God, I enjoy the way you used to hear God. Yeah, because the things that I see, they are not things anyone could just sit down and fabricate in their minds or formulate in their minds. Like some people do, they just sit down and formulate some things, and then they come in the public, they say, God told me this. Whereas it's their mind that told them, not God. So when they saw the kind of revelations I share, then they'll come to me and then they'll say, I like the way you hear from God. How can I also hear from God like that? Yeah, so I realized that many people really want to have deep communication with God. But what I don't understand is that they are not willing to pay the price to get into such depth in God. They desire such depth, but they are not willing to pay the price. So the question is, do you really want to pay the price to get very close to God, to enjoy deep communication with God? Are you willing to pay the price? Because it's going to cost you everything. I mean everything. It's going to cost you your entire life. You have to be dead to many things. You have to crucify everything that is according to the flesh. Because God dwells in a realm of holiness. So to access the depth that is in Him, you must upgrade your life to His level of holiness. Though no one can be as holy as Him, but there is a required holiness that is expected of us to meet up with. Yeah, there is a level of holiness that is required from every one of us to begin to be able to go deep into God and enjoy this deep communication with Him. And if you don't upgrade your life to that holiness standard, you can't enjoy such deep communication with Him. Now, I know there are people who claim they hear from God and they are not really living a holy life. The truth is, there is so much in God they don't have access to. The God that I know will not bring you deep into Himself when you are not holy. That's the God that I know. I don't know the God that those people claim they know. And they prophesy, they say they hear from Him, and they are not living holy lives. Yeah. It is either two things. It is either that God limited his relationship with them and blocked them from having access to many other things that is in him, or they are not even hearing from God at all. Maybe they are hearing from another deity in the second heaven, and they think it's God they are hearing from. So my point is that you must be willing to pay the price. Yeah, the God that I know, you can't go deep into him without holiness of life. It's impossible. It's impossible. He will not even do that to you, because you are going to die. If he decides to draw you closer when you have not embraced a holy life, God cannot try it. If he tries it, you will die, because you must meet up to that holiness criteria. So you are going to pray. You are going to say, Father, I am willing to embrace holiness, complete holiness, so that I can know you deeply. Help me, Lord, to be holy. Say, Father, I am willing to embrace serious holiness, original holiness, not the fake ones some people practice. Say, Father, I am willing to embrace holiness of life so that I can know you very deeply. Help me to be holy. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, help me to be holy. Help me to be holy. Say, Lord, I am willing to pay the price. I am willing to crucify my flesh, to crucify myself, to crucify my carnal desires, selfish ambitions. I am willing to lay down everything so that I can be very close to you, so that I can be deep in you. Oh Lord, help me. Help me to pay the price. Help me to crucify the flesh. Help me, Lord. Help me to deliberately crucify my flesh. Help me to deliberately die to this world. Die to the ways of this world. Die to the desires of this world. Help me to deliberately crucify the love of money. Help me to deliberately crucify pride and lust. Help me to deliberately crucify all the works of the flesh so that I can go deep into you to know you. Help me, Father. I believe you are talking to God from your heart, with your heart, because you mean it. Talk to him. Say, Lord, help me. Help me to pay the price. Help me to pay the price. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Isaiah 54, verse 5. For your Creator will be your husband. for your Creator will be your husband. What does it mean? It means that there's going to be a very jealous relationship between you and your Creator. You know, just as husband can be jealous of the wife and doesn't want any other man to touch her. He doesn't want any other, he doesn't want anything bad to happen to her. He doesn't want anyone to hurt her. Yeah, because of that jealous love that is between the two of them. So the same way God is very jealous in His love for us. Very jealous. So He doesn't want another husband to have you. I don't know if you're getting my point. God is so jealous in His love for you. He doesn't want any other thing to have you. That is why if you study the scriptures, you will see how God dealt with the Israelites. Every time they turned away from Him to worship idols, to worship other gods, you will see how God begins to deal with them. He will allow their enemies conquer them. Because he has a jealous love for them. He doesn't want any other god to claim them. He doesn't want them to be captured by any other spirit or personality. You're going to pray. Maybe the things you are suffering today, maybe is not an attack from the, maybe it's not really about the devil attacking you. Maybe it's because God is angry with you because of His jealous love for you. I don't know if you are getting my point. Maybe the limitation in your life is from God, not even from the devil. Because you have left Him. Because you no longer take Him serious. You no longer please Him. You no longer draw close to Him. Maybe that is why He handed you over to the enemy to deal with you so that you come to your senses and come back to Him. But it's unfortunate that many people don't come to their senses. They get lost forever. After God allowed David to deal with them, hoping that they will come back to Him, many people don't even come back. They just get lost like that forever. I pray that you will not get lost in the name of Jesus. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, I acknowledge that you are jealous in your love for me. I acknowledge that you love me jealously. And you don't want another husband to have me. You don't want another spirit, another God to have me. So Lord, help me to remain in you forever. Help me to be faithful. Help me to be faithful. Help me to be committed to you. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. So Lord, help me to remain in you forever. Help me to be committed to you. Help me not to offend you. help me to please you. I acknowledge that your love for me is jealous. I acknowledge that you don't want me to replace you with another thing. You don't want me to replace you with any idol, with anything else, with anyone else. Oh Lord, help me to remain committed to you. Help me to remain loyal to you. Help me to remain devoted to you. Help me to remain faithful to you. Help me not to replace you with another thing. Help me not to allow anything or anyone take your place in my life. Help me not to allow anything or anyone take your place in my heart. Help me, Father, to be faithful to you. Help me to be committed to you. Help me, Lord. Help me to not abuse your relationship with me. Help me to not abuse your covenant with me. Help me, Lord, to love you back fully. Thank you, Father. Name we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Your God is very jealous of you, and that is why there is no length you cannot go in destroying your enemies. Yeah. There is no length. Just as no reasonable husband will want anything to hurt his wife. In fact, a reasonable husband will fight for his wife first before he fights for his children. Yeah, I mean, a reasonable husband will protect the wife first before he protects the children the wife gave birth to. I mean, the children he had from the wife. Yeah, to show you that the bond between husband and wife in this context, that is between God and his church, that bond is very serious. The bond between the Creator and his people is very serious. So God does not joke with you. Yeah, but many of you don't know this. God don't joke with you. And there's no length he cannot go to deal with your enemies. There's no length he cannot go to destroy your enemies, to waste them, because of the way he so much loves you. So you are going to pray. Yeah, if God spears your enemies, even while they keep hurting you, maybe it's your fault. Yeah. It must be because there's something you are doing wrong. But if your relationship with God is very strong, God will not spear your enemies. He will deal with them mercilessly. I know what I'm talking about. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, according to your jealous love for my life, do not spear my enemies. Do not spear the enemies of my calling. Do not spear the enemies of my destiny, utterly destroy them all. Open your mouth and pray like that. Jishashte ketenekethishelea. Say, Father, according to your jealous love for my life, according to your jealous love for me, do not spear my enemies. Do not spear my enemies. Utterly destroy them. The enemies of my calling and destiny, the enemies of my progress and success and prosperity, the enemies of my breakthroughs, oh Lord, deal with them without mercy. Right now, in the name of Jesus, according to your jealous love for my life, destroy my enemies. According to your jealous love for my life, destroy the enemies of my soul, the enemies of my health. Sickness and diseases, they are your enemies. Talk to God to destroy your enemies. Destroy the enemies of my spirit, the enemies of my soul, the enemies of my body, the enemies of my peace, the enemies of my joy, the enemies of my happiness. O Lord of hosts, according to your jealous love for my life, destroy my enemies without mercy. Destroy my enemies without mercy. As you fought for Israel, in those days, fight for me. Fight for me, O God, according to your jealous laws for my life. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. For your Creator will be your husband. What does it mean? It means your Creator will take care of you. Just as the husband takes care of the wife, your Creator will take care of you. It means your Creator will lavish his blessings on you. So why do you think your Creator has forgotten you? Why do you say your Creator doesn't care about you? You are lying, because that's not true. For your Creator will take care of you. Your Creator will take care of you. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, according to your steadfast laws for my life, bring me into enjoyment of all that is mine in you. Bring me to enjoy all the benefits that is mine in you. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, according to your steadfast love for me, bring me to enjoy all the benefit that is mine in you. for you shall take care of me. For you have made a covenant to take care of me. For you have entered into a covenant to take care of me. Oh Lord, bring me to enjoy all my benefits that is in you. All the benefits that is in you for me, bring me to enjoy them. For you are my creator and you are my husband. Oh Lord, bring me to enjoy all the benefits that is in you for me. Bring me to enjoy them. Launch me into the realm where I enjoy all the benefits, all the keys that is in you for me. Right now in the name of Jesus. According to your covenant in Christ Jesus with me. According to your covenant with me in Christ Jesus. Bring me to enjoy all the benefits that is in you for me, O Lord. Right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. We have prayed. Amen. Amen. You are still going to pray. God knows what you need before you need them. Even before you realize you need them, God knows the things you need. Because he is your husband. It's just that Satan has deceived many Christians. We don't really know how powerful the bond we share with Jesus, how powerful it is. We don't know. We don't know. So we don't appreciate it. God knows what you need. Even before you realize you need them. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, forgive me for not trusting you enough. Forgive me for not believing you enough. Launch me into the realm where I no longer need to worry about anything. Launch me into the realm where I no longer need to doubt your trust for my life. Take me to the realm where I no longer need to doubt your trust, to worry about anything. Take me to that realm of complete trust in you. Take me to that place. Forgive me for not believing you enough. Forgive me for thinking that you cannot take care of me. Oh, open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, forgive me for not believing you enough. Forgive me for not trusting you enough. Take me to the place in you where I no longer worry about anything. Take me to the place in you where I no longer doubt your trust. Take me to the place in you where I no longer doubt your word. Oh Lord, take me to that place where my faith is complete, where my faith is pure, where my faith is perfect. Take me to that place in you where I no longer worry about what I will eat, what I will drink, what I will spend, what I will wear, how I will survive. Take me to that place in you where I no longer worry about those things. Take me to that place, O Lord, where I trust you with all my life, where I depend on you with all my life. Take me to that place, O Lord, where I no longer doubt that you are more than able to take care of me, and not only me, to take care of my family, my children. Take me to that place where I know I no longer worry about anything. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. God doesn't break His covenant. It is we human beings that breaks covenant, that breaks our covenant with Him. God don't break His covenant. So what are the things that God is expecting from you that you are not doing? Or that you're not doing enough? If you want Him to remain faithful to you unconditionally, you must also be found faithful to Him. You must do everything He demands from your life. Everything. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, I do not want to sin against the covenant between me and you. I do not want to do anything against the covenant between you and I. Lord, help me to do everything you demand from me without holding anything back. Help me to do everything you require from me. Help me to be faithful completely. Open your mouth and pray like that. Once we have done everything He requires from us, then we can be very sure that He will not fail us. Then we can be very sure that He will be faithful. Say, Father, help me to be faithful completely. I don't want to act against the covenant. I don't want to break my covenant with you. Help me to be faithful to the covenant. His covenant says, when you hear His voice, you obey. Whatever He tells you to do, you do. That's the covenant. His covenant says, you should cast away idols. Cast away everything He hates. So Lord, help me to be faithful to the covenant. Help me to be faithful to your covenant with me. Help me to do everything you demand from my life. Help me to do everything you require from my life. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. It says, for your Creator will be your husband. The Lord of heaven's armies is his name. The Lord of heaven's armies, which is also the Lord of hosts, is his name. Which means that God is going to put his angels in charge over your life because he cares so much about you. He's going to put his angels in charge of your life. I remember one day the Lord was telling me, he said, I'm about to show you how much I care for you. Yeah, he said, I'm about to show you how much I care for you. Yeah, those few words means a lot. Yeah. It means a lot. So God wants to show you how much he cares for you. And one of the ways he does that is to assign his angels to take care of you. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, O Lord of heaven's armies, assign your angels to demonstrate your keys for my life, to perform your keys for my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, O Lord of heaven's armies, O Lord of hosts, assign your angels. Continue to pray. Assign your angels to perform your keys for my life. Assign your angels to demonstrate your keys for my life. Assign your angels to take care of your will for my life. To take care of your will for my life. Continue to pray like that. Assign your angels to perform your will in my life, to execute your agenda in my life, to execute your plans in my life, in my calling, in my ministry, in my destiny. Assign your angels, O Lord of heaven's armies. Assign your angels to fight my enemies, to deal with my stubborn enemies. O Lord of heaven's armies, assign your angels to fight in my battles and grant me victory. Assign your angels, O Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Amen. It says, the Lord of heaven's armies is his name. What does that mean? It means that God is enough to defend you. Having him is enough. Having him is enough. He is able to preserve you, able to protect you, able to cover you. You're going to pray. You're going to say, O Lord of heaven's armies, be my stronghold and fortress where I can always hide for safety. Say, O Lord of heaven's armies, be my stronghold and fortress where I can always hide for protection, for preservation. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. O Lord of heaven's armies, be my stronghold and fortress. Be my strong defense where I can always hide for safety, for preservation, for protection. In the name of Jesus, be my stronghold. Thank you, Lord. Be my stronghold. Be my fortress. Protect me against all arrows of darkness. Preserve me against all witchcraft attacks. Preserve me against all viruses, bacteria, all disease-causing organisms. Preserve me against all forms of sicknesses and diseases. Preserve me against all forms of infections. Preserve me against all forms of hereditary disease. Preserve me, O Lord, against all attacks, all captivities of darkness. For you are my stronghold, you are my fortress. You are my defender. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. The Lord of heaven's armies is his name. This also implies that God is able to get for you everything that belongs to you, just as he got the land of Canaan for the children of Israel with a strong hand. If you study the Bible, he was literally fighting. God was physically, literally fighting the enemies of Israel. Because they don't want Israel to possess the land God has given to them. The same way God is going to fight for you until you possess your possession. That is what he does. He is the Lord of heaven's armies. So you are going to raise up your right hand. You are going to say, O Lord of heaven's armies, mobilize your angels to fight battles that don't want me to possess my possessions. Mobilize your angels to conquer battles, to conquer powers, to conquer darkness that don't want me to possess my possessions. Mobilize your angels right now. Begin to pray like that in the name of Jesus. O Lord of heaven's armies, mobilize your mighty angels to conquer battles, to conquer battles, stopping me from possessing my possessions. Mobilize your mighty angels. Thank you, Lord. I believe you are praying passionately. Mobilize your mighty angels to conquer every battle that don't want me to possess what is mine, that don't want me to receive what is mine, that don't want me to have what you have already given to me. Mobilize your mighty angels to consume those battles, to conquer those battles until I possess my possessions, until I lay hold of all that is mine. In the name of Jesus, O Lord of heaven's armies, O Lord of heaven's armies, O Lord of heaven's armies, mobilize your divine forces to get for me blessings that are mine from the camp of the enemy. Right now, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. I decree over your life that the mighty angels of the King of Glory, of the Almighty God, shall go out now to get for you every blessing that is yours, every blessing that has your name on it, every possession that is yours. Let the mighty angels of the living God go and get them for you now in Jesus' name. We are still praying. It says the Lord of heaven's armies is his name. The Lord of heaven's armies is his name. This means that God is able to have his way in the earth. That is, God is able to do whatever he wants in the earth, irrespective of how hostile the system of the world is to him. You know that the system of this world is hostile to God, is completely against God. So irrespective of that, God is able to have his way in the earth, whether anybody approve it or not, whether anybody want it or not, whether anybody likes it or not. God is able to have his way on earth. Do you really believe that? God is able to have his way on earth, irrespective of how stubborn the government is in doing evil, irrespective of the wickedness of human beings. So if you are going to pray, you're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, O Lord of heaven's armies, do terrible works in the head to carry out your will in my life. So, O Lord of heaven's armies, do terrible operations in the head to bring your will to pass in my life, whether anyone likes it or not, whether anyone approve or not. Do your terrible works on head to carry out your will in my life. Open your mouth and pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray like that. Say, O Lord of heaven's armies, do your mighty works. Do your mighty works in the head. Do your mighty works in the head. Do your mighty works in the head to execute your plans in my life. Irrespective of what anybody say or what anybody wants, do your mighty works in the head to make me who you say I am, to take me to the height you have prepared for me. Do your terrible operations in the head to launch me to the glory you have prepared for me. Whether anyone approve or not, Lord, do your mighty works. Thank you, Lord. Do your mighty works. Do your mighty works to change my life, to rewrite my story. Do your mighty works to beautify my life, to reposition my life, to elevate my life. Do your mighty works to help me as I journey through this earth. Do your mighty works in the earth to compel people to help me, both friends and strangers, both those that I know and those that I don't know. Do your mighty works in the earth to compel people, to compel organizations, companies, to do your will in my life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. And then he went further to, the verse I'm reading, Isaiah 54 verse 5, went further to say, He is your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, the God of all the earth. He is your Redeemer. What does it mean to redeem? To redeem has to do with ransom. Yeah, it's just like what some people are doing here in Nigeria, some terrorists. They will kidnap people. Yeah, they will kidnap people, abduct them, and then they will call their family members and say, if you don't provide this amount of money, we're going to kill this man or this woman. If you don't provide this amount of money, we're going to waste the life of this person. And then the family members, they'll start rushing up and down they'll start looking for how to get the ransom. So the money they want in exchange for the life of that person, yeah, is what they call ransom. Yeah, so redemption has to do with God providing the ransom, yeah, that the enemy is demanding for before you be free, before you be delivered. And we know that he has already done that on the cross of Calvary. He has already given that ransom. He gave the life of Jesus as a ransom for our lives so that we can live. Jesus died so that we can live. Yeah, so that we can be delivered. We can be healed and restored. Yeah. So that is what it means to redeem. That is what it means to redeem. Now you're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Father, let all the redemptive works of Jesus begin to produce great results in my life. Say, Father, let all the redemptive works of Jesus begin to produce great results, great transformation, great breakthroughs, great prosperity in my life. Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, let all the works of redemption Jesus did for me begin to produce great results in my life. Begin to produce great deliverance in my life. Great deliverance in my spirit. Great deliverance in my soul. Great deliverance in my body. All the redemptive works of Jesus. Father, let it produce great healing in my life. Great restoration. Great transformation in my life, right now, right now. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I hope you are praying this prayer seriously. Father, let all the work of redemption Jesus did for me begin to produce great deliverance, great transformation, great restoration, great progress, great breakthroughs, great healing in my life right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We have four more prayer points before we round off the session. Why should you still be suffering from things Jesus already fixed on the cross? Or through the cross, why should you still be suffering from problems Jesus already paid the price for? Why? Are you not concerned about that? You should be concerned Because the price that was paid on the cross of Calvary is more than enough to give us everything we need. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, in your hunger, destroy every darkness that surrounds my life. Every darkness upon my life that is not allowing me get the best from the redemptive work Jesus has done for me. Say, Father, let your hunger destroy every darkness that surrounds my life, that is not allowing me to get the best from the redemptive work Jesus did for me on the cross. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Shehandene hekte shushtala. Mahashtade ketashta. Continue to pray. Consume them, O Lord, with your hunger. Every darkness upon my life that is disconnecting me from the benefits of the redemptive work of Jesus, let the hunger of God waste them all right now in the name of Jesus. Every darkness walking in my mind, walking in my brain, to disconnect me from the benefits of the redemptive work of Jesus, let the hunger of God consume them now. In the name of Jesus, every darkness following me to ensure that I don't get the best from the redemptive work of Jesus, let the hunger of God consume them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We have 3 more prayer points. A devil is scared of Christians that knows the power of what Jesus did on the cross. Devil is afraid of such Christians that fully understand the power of the redemptive work of Jesus. Maybe that work Jesus did on the cross is not working in your life because you don't really understand how powerful it is. Yeah, if you understand, you'll be shocked the results you will get. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, enlighten my understanding to know the power that the redemptive work of Jesus have over all darkness, over all sin, over the flesh, over death, over sicknesses, over Satan, over all the kingdoms of darkness, over principalities, over powers. Say, Father, enlighten me, enlighten my understanding to know the power the redemptive work of Jesus have over all darkness. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Open my understanding. Enlighten my understanding. to know the power the redemptive work of Jesus have over Satan, over sin, over the flesh, over death, over sicknesses and diseases, over principalities and powers, over all witchcraft, over all occultism, over all wickedness. Oh Lord, open my eyes to understand the power that is in what Jesus did for me. Open my eyes to understand that power. Open my eyes to understand the power in everything Jesus did for me. Open my eyes to understand the power in everything Jesus did for me on the cross and through the cross, so that I can begin to enjoy the benefits that follows what he did. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. He is your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, the God of all the earth, the Holy One of Israel. Yeah. We saw in the scriptures that the Lamb of God that was slain was blameless. So it is important that the Redeemer must be blameless, must be holy. Otherwise, you will not be able to redeem people from their sins. And that was even why he was not born through sexual intercourse. That is, the mother of Jesus, the woman who gave birth to Jesus, did not get the pregnancy through sexual intercourse, because that child must be pure, must be holy completely. That is, there must not be any carnal thing involved in his life. Yeah, because sexual intercourse is naturally carnal. So no carnal thing must be involved in his life. So he is the Holy One of God. He has been holy from the womb till he was crucified on the cross. And that was why that death was powerful enough to crush all darkness and to save people from sin. Now, what does this mean? That means that only Jesus can make you holy. Only Jesus can make you holy, can take away the nature of sin in you and give you a nature that cannot sin. Only Jesus can do that. You're going to pray. That is what a real Redeemer will do. He will give you his holy nature. That is what a true Redeemer will do. Yeah, because without his holy nature, you will continue to be a prey to darkness. You cannot have a genuine deliverance if you are not living a holy life. You will continue to be a slave to darkness until you start living a holy life. So a true Redeemer will make you holy. And Jesus Jesus is that true Redeemer. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Jesus, my Redeemer, make me holy. Give me the same nature of holiness that is in you. Make me holy. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Jesus, my Redeemer, make me holy. Make me holy. Destroy the nature of sin that is in my life. The nature of sin that my parents, that I inherited from my ancestors. The nature of sin that I inherited from the womb. Jesus, my Redeemer, destroy that nature of sin. Give me your own nature. Give me your own nature. Give me your own nature of holiness. Your own nature of righteousness. So that I no longer become a slave to darkness. So that I no longer become a slave to sin. So that I no longer become a slave to death. Give me the nature that is in you, Lord Jesus. For you are my Redeemer. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. The last prayer point, I'm still in that verse. He is your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, the God of all the earth. The God of all the earth. So your Redeemer is also the God of all the earth. He can give you anything because he's the God of all the earth, not Satan. Satan is the God of this world. Yeah. So don't mistake the God of all the earth with the God of this world. They are not the same. Satan is the God of this world, but Jesus is the God of all the earth. Yeah, the word means the word system. Yeah, the word system. Satan is the God of the word system. Yeah, but Jesus is the God of all the earth. It's a two different thing. Remember, Jesus also said that we are in the world, but we are not of the world. Yeah, so Satan is the God of those who are of the world. Whereas Jesus is the God of those who are not of the world. Yeah, so we are in the world, but we are not of this world. But those that are of the world, Satan is ruling over them. But we that are not of the world, Jesus is ruling over us. And is going to make everything work together for our good. Yeah, so we don't have to surrender to the God of this world to prosper. We don't have to serve the God of this world to excel. We have another God. I mean, there's another God that is greater than the God of this world. And he's also the God of the head. He controls the head. Yeah, so it's a two different thing. So Jesus is here on earth ruling the head. In fact, he's the one ruling over Satan. Yeah, and he's able to give you everything you need from this same earth. So you don't have to compromise with sin to prosper. Even while you have chosen to live a righteous life, you are still going to prosper in this earth. Because Jesus is the God of this earth. So he can make your blessings come to you. He can make anything happen in your life. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Jesus, my Redeemer, I acknowledge that you are the God of all the earth. Make everything in the earth visible and invisible. Serve your purpose in my life. Make everything in the head visible and invisible. Fulfill your purpose in my life. Open your mouth and pray like that. Je cherche de gâte. Jesus, my Redeemer, I agree that you are the God of all the earth. You control the entire universe. Make everything in the earth serve your purpose in my life. Make everything you created serve your purpose in my life, including your enemies. Make them serve your purpose in my life. In the name of Jesus. You are the God of all the earth. And you are greater than the God of this world. Higher than the God of this world. Make everything in the earth fulfill your purpose in my life. Make everything in the earth fulfill your will for my life. Right now in the name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, make everything you created visible and invisible. Fulfill your purpose in my life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We're going to stop here as I pray for you. Raise up your right hand. Father, we thank you for you are so good to us, so kind to us, so compassionate. We thank you for your steadfast love you have for us that is stronger and greater and higher than any love that can be found on earth among men. Thank you for loving us with such deep love. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for going into covenant with us. For we do not deserve such covenant. That you will become one with us. That you make us your own body. Thank you, Jesus. That you make us one with yourself. In the bond of the Spirit. Thank you for doing this to us, your children. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Oh Lord, I ask. That you show everyone here mercy. According to your love, show your people mercy in Jesus' name. I pray for you that your faith in God shall not fail. In the name of Jesus, your trust in God shall not fail. In the name of Jesus. Far beyond what you are expecting from God. I pray that the Lord surprise you with greater blessings, with greater results, with greater miracles. In the name of Jesus. Every power of darkness that is trying to use or that has been using your body system to afflict you, that has been using the organs in your body to afflict you with pains, I bind that power right now in Jesus' name. I decree that henceforth you shall have perfect health in the name of Jesus. You shall become stronger than your enemies, stronger than your weaknesses, stronger than your adversaries, your oppressors. You shall be stronger than those attacking you, and you shall consume them all through the power of Jesus. And so shall it be in the name of Jesus. I pray that concerning your relationship with God, there shall be revival. There shall be a drastic change in the name of Jesus. The eyes of your understanding shall be enlightened, and your confusion shall disappear in the name of Jesus. You shall no longer be deceived. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free in the name of Jesus. Your Redeemer, who is also the God of all the earth, shall satisfy your needs. He shall bless you beyond your prayer requests in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for we know you have answered. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' unfailing name, we have prayed. Amen.